Wrestling fans!
We believe that psychology still matters. Storytelling should be consistent.
Maybe that's why I'm a connoisseur of wrestling.
Tweener is not an alignment.
I don't want any part of it. Goodbye.
Welcome to the fight against Marxism. This is the Square Circle Journal. And now, Just John and the wrestling connoisseur, Sam Keel.
Alright, welcome to another exciting...
I'm your host, Sam Keel, the wrestling connoisseur,
and I am joined... I'm talking about over here. We'll see if Tucker Shawn hops on.
What's going on, Sammy?
Not a lot, you know.
At this morning commute going on here, I say we just jump into it. Shawn will, you know, I don't know. So I mainly wanted to cover Elimination Chamber today. More specifically, the main storyline, the bloodline, Roman, Sammy, Jay, all that. But we can talk about some of the other stuff, too. I just don't think there's a lot there to really cover. I mean,
there's a lot, just not a lot of good stuff.
Right. Well,
that's
WWE in general. You know, that's kind of it.
Let me just say
one thing. Elimination Chamber, and it was for the Intercontinental title, right? Austin Theory. Is that no? That's the U.S. title.
Yes,
U.S. title. My bad.
Yeah.
I feel wrong title. It should have been for the Gunther. Beat the hell out of everybody after that amazing Royal Rumble. He was in. I would much rather have seen him going to Elimination Chamber.
I
beat the
agree.
Shit out.
Yeah.
But when we called it,
the build to this point after
Selfie
Austin Theory. You know, all of that. He's not even more interesting to me now, you know. I know they feel like they've done this amazing thing, saving his career, but it's still the same shit. It's all, you know, I mean, honestly.
It is.
So I don't see, I just don't get it. I mean, I know they're hailing him as the next John Cena, but... A little sippy of the coffee here. I don't get it. Like, to me, this would have been the moment to strap Bronson Reed and just do that mega push that they seem to be doing for him. Just go ahead and strap him already. Give him a good run. You want to put prestige on that belt? A monster heel like Bronson Reed would be the way to do it. But... what do I know? That's, you know, it's not. Instead of like if you're so behind Austin Theory, get him out there and let him do some good stuff. I haven't seen anything I really enjoy yet from Austin Theory. But I mean, also get the title away from your main event guys. You know, Seth Rollins, and I think they had him face Edge last night. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see these main guys involved with the U.S. title.
Which, I mean, yes, they did make him face Edge, but we all knew what that was going to be. That right. was just to put Edge into a match as a filler to start, you know, to make sense of this long, never-ending feud of Finn Balor and the Judgment Day. Versus Edge. I mean,
how do you end that? You know, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous in and of itself.
Really, it should have been done a few nights ago when Edge and them won. That should have just been the final nail, end of story, it's done.
But they've had that final nail in the coffin match so many times now.
Exactly, yeah. It's
the problem. You need a really big gimmick match to blow this off. And they just went back to Edge because AJ got hurt. And I get it, but at the same time, it's like, okay, just move along. Just move along, or just use the Good Brothers and just push that narrative and have that just fill it up, you know? How are we supposed to believe that the Good Brothers are this equalizer for AJ against the whatever the hell they're called? If they just disappear when AJ's hurt.
Exactly.
You know? Which is ridiculous. And the Good Brothers contract, it's the funny thing, their Good Brothers contract has it written in that they don't have to show up unless they're going to be used.
Yeah.
So they're not even there if they wanted to do a last-minute change to the script. If you're not going to use us, we're not showing up. I'll be in Cincinnati and wherever the hell Gallows is from. I think Florida. So they're just sitting at home watching on TV going, well, I guess that would have been a good spot for us, but hey, we're getting paid no matter what.
Yep.
I don't know. Let's just go ahead and jump into the whole Bloodline thing. I don't know if Sean, he's probably sleeping or who knows, locked in the back of his truck. I'm not sure. So I don't even know where to begin here. I mean, I think everybody listening probably already knows all about the Bloodline storyline. I just want to say, like, let's go all the way back to where it began, really, with Jey Uso. You know, this whole Sami Zayn thing is a reflection of Jey Uso wanting to break away from Roman and do his own thing. And Jay was, like, super over during the pandemic. And then they healed him and brought him back into the group and kind of just sat on him. So then you enter Sami Zayn, who come off this tremendous heel run as the Intercontinental Champion, was this great, just annoying character that become beloved because he was so adamant about being part of this family. And then he was so charismatic and so funny. And this, I feel like the storyline kind of got away from them and really turned everybody into baby faces, even though they're still booked as heels and everything. They really turned them into these beloved characters, which was awful in the long run. I mean, really. But it got us to where we are today. And Roman, all of a sudden, I kind of missed it out of the blue where he all of a sudden really didn't trust Sami Zayn anymore, even though Sami went out of his way to beat the shit out of Kevin Owens out of every turn. Suddenly, after Jay is accepting of Sami, now Roman isn't. I don't know. Because
Paul Heyman kept – he was the one that really pushed it to now he didn't – he had no faith in him all of a sudden. Overnight, it was like...
See, that's why I don't understand. You know, and I get it why they wanted to get rid of this storyline real quick. And they probably were like, hey, we got this show coming up in Montreal. We could draw a lot of money. Let's just sacrifice everything just to draw money for this one big show. I'm sorry, everybody. This is Triple H booking. This is the savior that we've all been waiting for to save WWE from the shit company it's been for the last couple of decades. And in the last 7 months, has it been 8 months? I'm not sure. Since he's really been in charge, creative and everything else. And this is what we get. The first real organic storyline. The fans just falling in love with Sami Zayn again. And this is what we get out of it. You know, we get a match that should have seen Sami Zayn defeat Roman Reigns. I mean, the storyline calls for it. Then you'd have the a twisted up Jey Uso. Where does his loyalties lie? You'd still have that. You could still play that out, which would be great storytelling going toward WrestleMania. The Sami, Jey, Kevin Owens story. And how the bloodline would still kind of tie into that and everything. Instead, we got what we got. And I don't know. How do you feel about it, Kyle?
So I spoke to a very good friend of mine about this. And he's one of those that is kind of your normal fan, doesn't really think as far into it as we do. And
he eats his Roman
I was
he eats his Roman O's.
Yes. Oh yeah, he is a
get up.
Yes. And I was pretty much told that I expect too much and I look too much into all of it, because I went into this event knowing that it was probably going to suck. And it did, but I feel dumb because they did suck me in the last month or so. Like, I was wanting to know, like, what is going to go on with Jey and Sami? Like, something big is going down that night. So, like, I actually planned my day around. I watched the whole event. That's the first whole event I have watched in years.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Live.
As whatever they would want to call you as a fan, because you're not a casual, quote-unquote, casual wrestling fan.
No.
But you don't watch WWE programming that much. Like, you'll catch glimpses here and there. You're kind of like me. But you're not going to commit to sitting down watching a whole Raw or whole SmackDown or getting their 50 million pay-per-views. Did what you saw at Elimination Chamber, did you want to watch Monday Night Raw?
No, because I don't even really know what went on Raw. So there's, I mean, there's a big clue there, you know. I was very, at the end, I'm just like, what in the hell? Like, what the fuck? Like, I was mad. I was like, what? Like, I mean, in a sense,
they did it.
I understand not giving the belts to Sami, because we do have a problem. Like, and I don't think that they're going to do it anytime soon, but the best thing that they can do is split the belts up. But if they just drop them to Cody or Sami, we're just taking this problem, this big problem in the room for the last year, and we're just going to push it on to a new name, is all it is. And
we can get to that, because it is a huge problem, the belt situation.
But staying on the fact of the chamber, now, I was very let down about that. I did, in fact, though, enjoy parts of the men's chamber match.
There were a couple of crazy spots.
Ford is a beast.
Yeah. We've kind of gotten used to big spots happening on a pay-per-view. And it's kind of crazy, though, because, like, it seems like every spot, now we've gotten to a point where they got to outdo themselves every time.
Yes.
It's a little bit crazy. Like, I was a little concerned for a few things. You know, the Ford's big spot where he dropped off the top of the cage, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wasn't like, I mean, it could go wrong, but it was a pretty good spot. That Seth Rollins Gargano spot, though, was, to me, I thought that was pretty crazy.
And I did want to bring up, like, those are two of the guys that I do like. You know, I really want to see them two, you know, have some sort of feud, some sort something in the ring to gather more. Them yeah. two pretty much made that match. I'm sorry. I mean, well, them two and Ford. And I'm not going to even throw in the champ, which is sad. But those three made that match.
Yeah.
You know, it was... I will say it was a lot... That match was a lot better than I thought. I mean, really, overall, when I break it down, I guess the biggest part of that whole event that let me down and really made me feel that it was crap was the main event. You know, and, you know, that was the main thing.
Royal Rumble or Elimination
Chamber, and they have the men's and women's. It's almost overkill, and they end up doing... I don't think anybody's talking to one another producing these matches, because we start to get overlap, the same stuff. The big heel will hide in the pod.
And if it wasn't for those couple of big spots...
I think the men's match would almost be identical to the women's. So it was good that they did do the big spots. Usually I'm against all these big
gimmick matches. You almost have to have it. But I agree.
It would have been a decent pay-per-view except for the main event, I feel. And while the main event, maybe it was a fair match except for the finish. I think if you had that right finish with, you know, strapping Sammy at the end of the night, I think it would have made a great pay-per-view. You could overlook all the other flaws and whatnot if you had that Montreal crowd going nuts for Sami Zayn as your new champion.
Instead, we got the wonderful Montreal screw job 2.0 because everyone wanted to see Sammy be crowned champion. Everyone.
Yeah. And I feel there's some issues here because Roman doesn't need any heat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Roman has enough heat. They didn't need to not strap Sammy and have that be like, oh, Roman won. And, you know, we left the Montreal crowd was like stunned and, he, you know, Roman got heat. He doesn't need it. That's what people fail to see. Roman is, he's so on another level as a heel. I mean, really, he's been built up as this mega star.
Yeah.
That he doesn't need any of this heat from this. And even so, I feel like they went totally backwards.
Like, instead of Sammy. Which to me didn't make any sense.
I would much rather have seen Sammy jump in the way of the chair shot that Roman was going to give Kevin Owens. And I know they don't like to do blood, but in
blood been called for.
It is the bloodline. That's right.
Exactly.
So like, air shot in Kevin
and getting busted open, just completely laid out,
and Roman being in shock himself, and then Jay pulling Roman around, like, dude.
It's our blood, yo. It's our family.
And then, you know, having that confrontation between Jay and Roman, like, you still keep it about Sammy, but now we're putting focus back on Jay, which I feel like is the whole purpose of the storyline. And then you start building that rivalry between Jay and Roman again. And then you inch forward, you know, the whole Sammy-Roman thing. And then, like, if you had done it properly and you built it really well, you could still have done the Elimination Chamber. I mean, Elimination Chamber with Sammy and Roman. Or that could have been the moment where Sammy turns on Roman instead of that Royal Rumble. But, like, as it was, Sammy versus Roman. If you strap Sammy, and I told you this, my thoughts. If the next night on Raw, you start with Sami Zayn out there in front of the Montreal crowd, both belts on his shoulders. The crowd just blowing up. Sammy's soaking it in. Cody's music hits. Cody comes out, points to the sign. WrestleMania. He's got a match with a champion. Not Roman. He's got a match with a champion. And Cody going to his spiel. And then you interrupt them with Paul Heyman coming out with his legal team. And him pointing out, hey, actually, you do have a match with a champion, but it's not Sami Zayn, because that match was only for whichever title. Universal title.
Yeah.
And Sami is Universal Champion, but Roman Reigns is the WWE Champion. Which I believe is the belt that he's held for like 900 some days now. It's the WWE
title. Yes,
it is. He still remains WWE.
That's the one he needs to keep if they want to really stretch that, you know, that on.
And you don't even have Roman show up. Maybe you have the rest of the bloodline there or whatever.
You don't need to. You know, I mean, with Paul and, you know, Jimmy, maybe Jay, you know, you don't need to.
Right. And then have Triple H come out and to confirm everything reluctantly. But, you know, Sammy's still champion, so there's still a point of celebration. And then you can build to, like, you know, maybe Jimmy and Solo versus Cody and Sammy that night. You know, as a feel-good main event. But you keep Sammy champion. Roman's still champion, so you still have the Cody-Roman match. The question is then, like, if I'm booking it at this point, the question is, okay, well, who is Sammy going to face at WrestleMania? And this will probably make you mad, what I would have done. But I would have had, like, you have Kevin Owens come out to save Sammy at some point, and I would have Kevin Owens turn on Sammy. I'd have Kevin go heel.
That would not exactly make me mad. You know, it's one of those things. I like KO as a heel. Mm-hmm. I like KO no matter what. Like, I really think he should, you know, be, you know, either him or Sammy. But I have said for a long while that the belts need to be split back up. And the best thing that we have going right now, it needs to be Kevin and Sammy, each with a belt.
Oh, I would love to see that. You know, I know we're inevitably going to get Cody as champion. And I want to touch on that too. But I think Kevin and Sammy at WrestleMania, you get that big WrestleMania moment. You could have pulled the trigger on Sammy already as WWE champion. And, you kind of get all bases covered. Everybody wants to say, well, no, you got to do the belt. You can't do it before WrestleMania. You got to do it, you know, at WrestleMania. And why? I don't understand. Like, I keep reading this, but I don't understand why. Nobody can tell me why they feel like that, you know. Well, because WrestleMania is the big show. Okay, and? So what's the difference? Like, why can't you have a title change before WrestleMania? And to me, it doesn't make any sense.
So I have seen quite a few fans say this. I have seen why many think that. And the biggest excuse, and that's what I'm going to call it, that they all say is that they're not going to do anything like some sort of title change or anything like that on a normal show, on a free show that you can see on TV. They want to do it at a event like, you know, Mania or something like that. And I'm like, okay, yes, Mania is technically not free, but it's on Peacock for $9.99 a month.
Right.
You know. I just bought a fucking meal that costs more than the whole event. So it'll be okay. Hey, you know, hey,
that meal probably left you more satisfied.
It did. I was, yes, I sure was. But You know, it's that is the excuse that I always hear is they're not going to do it on free TV.
Well, I mean, I'm not even saying free TV like Raw or SmackDown, but if we could have had that title change at Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
People are complaining like you can't have a title change before WrestleMania. It makes no sense.
When we could have had it even be before then. KO yeah. could have done it, which and then we could have somehow set up, you know, KO versus Zayn.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the fucking, you know, end all to be all main events.
A lot of people are saying that we will instead get a triple threat for WrestleMania. Roman,
yeah.
Cody versus Sammy. Some people are really against that. Some people seem okay with that. I'll be honest, like at this stage, even if that's what we got for WrestleMania, if you're wanting to like stack your deck, so to speak, for WrestleMania, I'm already tuned out after Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people, you know, for the longest time, we expected to be Sammy and KO to team back up to face Jay and Jimmy. But, yeah. You know, I do know one little bit that I seen on Raw, Sammy actually called KO out. KO came out and pretty much told him that, well, because he tried to get KO to team up with him and take down the bloodline. And KO told him that he tried to warn him about them, and he's on his own. And he turned his back on Zayn and walked out. And so there's a lot of talk, you know, is that still going to lead us to them teaming up, or is KO, is that his beginning of him going to turn heel?
Right. I don't know. And honestly, nobody really wants to see Sammy and Kevin versus the Usos. Then you've got your whole Jay storyline there that's not tied up. Somehow, I guess that would make Jay angry at everything and siding with his brother, who he's still angry at, and Roman, who he's still angry at. And it just like feels like they've booked themselves once again into a corner where they go, let me pull something out of my ass here, which is what they always end up doing. Or they ignore it, like the double titles. Which they can't seem to figure out how to split them. Even though it took me like 5 minutes to figure out how to even split it and be done with it. But they can't figure it out. Because they're afraid it's going to make Roman look weak. The guy beat The Undertaker. Second match The Undertaker ever lost at WrestleMania. Roman beats him. The guy beats Brock. The guy unifies the titles. You can't make him look weak.
Yeah.
Rome, even Sami Zayn, God mode. Like Roman, there's no way you can make him look weak. You could bring in Ellsworth. And Roman could lose to Ellsworth clean in the ring and still not look weak. It's like when the Hurricane beat the Rock. The Rock didn't look weak. It's not going to happen, you know. It would take years of Roman losing every match, like Baron Corbin, Happy Corbin, whatever his name is, Corbin. It would take years, maybe not years, but it'd take a long time for Roman to look weak before it would have hurt him at this stage. So anybody that thinks that losing to Sammy, breaking the titles up, or anything like that would make Roman look weak going into WrestleMania, I think they're delusional. And then, you know, even the triple threat match for WrestleMania, I don't see any way in which Cody Rhodes isn't leaving with the belt. You know, I feel like they've built towards this. The only way they would not strap Cody is if they keep it on Roman at this stage. for their breaking the record, but that would mean they keep it on Roman for a really long time because the record's way out there.
Yeah, it's like, what, 400 more days or something?
Yeah, it's some crazy-ass shit, you know?
You know, which
I mean, he'll be in, like, the top five, I think? Longest
reign. I can understand them doing that if they split the belts up and cap just that one on him. You know, I could see that then.
Yeah. Keep the WWE title on him
and
Cody.
Doing the triple threat would make sense because they're always concerned about making him look
weak.
And so if they do a triple threat,
or vice versa,
they could have one of them win.
Out. You know, it really is a huge out.
Yeah.
To get the belt off of Roman, you have to pin the other guy. And does it, I mean, yeah, they're the champion then, but does it really make sense in the long run? You're trying to build a new star. You want your biggest guy to put them over.
Exactly.
I just feel like they're in this bubble and they no longer understand storytelling and wrestling. You know, and you can call it whatever you want, but this is not like it's not even postmodern wrestling at this stage. It's just that they don't understand storytelling anymore. If they ever did, I don't know.
I'm
a little flabbergasted about it because everything we've expected to be better, and a lot of people say, oh, it's better. You know, since Triple H is taking over, oh my God, it's so much better. I don't see it. And then the proof is in the pudding, as they say. I don't see it. You know, it's the same shtick over and over again.
I feel like what I have seen some of the fights that I have seen have been better. There's not as many of these terrible, just dumb spots. I mean, there are. They're just not as bad. But some of the same stories go on. Like, you know, it's just
Oh shit! I mean, honestly. And I mean, they've been trying to implement longer matches because I feel like competition-wise, they're like, oh, shit, we got to have longer matches now. Then it's like the matches were going too long sometimes. Like, do I need a 20-minute match between Nikki Cross and Carmella? No, yeah. I don't. With neither of them in a storyline or, you know, it's just – sometimes the stuff they put out there is just like, why are we seeing it? And then it's like you only get 30 minutes of wrestling in a 3-hour show. So yeah. A lot of it still just blows me away. I don't even know why you call it wrestling anymore. I mean, really?
Well, they don't. That's
oh, yeah, entertainment. It's entertainment. Yeah. Why do you have the wrestling background, though? That's what it is. It's like an entertainment show with a wrestling background. Why do we even have a wrestling background anymore? Why don't we just have fights? Like, I feel like Shane McMahon was going in the right direction for WWE with the whole night fight club sort of thing. You know, why even have a ring anymore? You don't need a ring. You need a studio. You know?
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. And I see Trucker Sean is like on here, but he's not talking. I don't know if he's having some issues there or not.
You guys are talking enough for everybody.
Oh, there he is.
So, I'm just eating my popcorn and just enjoying the day.
Oh, sitting on your couch, not working today?
No, I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving, eating popcorn. Are you holding it with one hand and eating with the other?
Well, I just kind of just like grab the bag and just throw it up in the air and grab a handful, just throw it in the air. Whatever lands in my mouth, I eat. The rest of it's all over me and the floor of the truck. And
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
So let's hear it, Sean. What's your opinion on Elimination Chamber? Specifically, I'd like to know your opinion on the whole Bloodline story.
Okay, so I love the match. Was great. I thought it was slow paced, which I like. They played to the crowd, which was fantastic. You don't see that a lot these days in wrestling, where the wrestlers are listening to what the crowd's doing. You could the expression on Roman's face, and they kept focusing on that of the crowd chanting for Sammy and doing the Sammy chants and everything. I thought it was great. Watching Paul Heyman back there looking like he's about to have a heart attack every time Roman gets pinned. I thought it was great. I liked the match. I thought the match was great. I thought it was a very old school style match, in my opinion. The ending, blew donkey dick. Hated it.
You did not enjoy that specialty crafted Triple H ending to the Elimination Chamber match?
I was, to be honest with you, what I was kind of expecting to happen was for one of two things, actually. I was either expecting Sammy to win the match via a disqualification. I thought that might have happened. Is it Jay or is it Jimmy?
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Jay.
Jay. I thought Jay was going to interfere and prevent something from happening to Sammy and end up turning on Roman. I was kind of expecting that. That didn't happen. I didn't think it would. I was hoping for it, though. And then the other one, I was expecting that Kevin Owens run in, and then the Bloodline jump Kevin Owens, and then Cody Rhodes shows up and kind of saves the day.
I feel like they don't want anything made too out of the ordinary with Cody, because, especially with Sammy, because they risk turning him, you know, the crowd against him. And I even feel like
against who?
Against Cody. I feel already.
I don't think it would if he would have came in to help Sammy, you know. I think that would have been great. I don't think he should have gotten into any kind of a scrap with Roman. Maybe, you know, take out the Usos and take those guys out. And, you know, I just thought the ending, I thought it was kind of lame. It was slow. It was boring. Everything was good.
It was kind of anti-climax.
Paul Heyman.
I mean, really.
It was. Paul Heyman jumping in was stupid. That was dumb because I don't feel that in all actuality he would have done something like that. I feel like that was a comedy thing that somebody, I don't know. It looked horrible. I didn't like it. I didn't like the ending. I think they should have just kept it with the pin. And
it feels like they threw everything out there in hopes that people wouldn't riot.
Yeah.
Move on Roman. Let's have Kevin come out. Let's beat up Paul Heyman. Do everything we can to satisfy this crowd after we, you know, knock the breath out of them.
Right. The crowd was, I don't know,
like dead.
It kind of took it. That last part just took it out of me. That changed me from having a C plus to a C minus rating for the entire Rumble just because of that.
You mean Chamber?
For the Chamber, yeah. Chamber, yeah. Just because of that.
I would even say, like,
it took a lot out.
You could overlook all the flaws if Sammy had won the match, because it would just been, the place would have erupted. You would have left with a great taste in your mouth, like popcorn.
Was it for the title?
It was for the title, yeah. For both titles.
Because they keep saying for both titles. I don't know why they do that. But it would have been, they could have had him win and then had some kind of like loophole in the contract or something like that, saying that he only got one of the titles. instead of getting both titles.
That's what I would do, especially if you're emphasizing both titles are on the line, both titles on the line. And then you have Paul Heyman show up on Raw and go, hey, actually the contract says for the Universal title.
And right, so, yep.
And then you have Roman still WWE champion, 900 plus days. And you have the Cody Roman WrestleMania match for the WWE championship, which is the belt Cody wants. And then you split the belts. Everybody's happy. And that's what everybody complains about, is that Roman has both titles. And it's all good. You move forward.
Right.
I feel like it took the legs out from under the entire pay-per-view with that finish.
It did.
You know, they booked themselves into this corner. They let the storyline get away from them because it was all cute and funny and had the feel-good moments of Sammy making everybody laugh and kind of going off-cuff, trying to break everybody's character. And it just got them to where they are, and it's what you get, you know. And I complained about it along the way, so I was enjoying it. This is the biggest thing going in wrestling today. But at the same time, you can't have your heels be funny, not in that manner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can, if the heel's funny, it needs to be like an asshole funny type thing.
But it needs to be funny the whole time.
You know, like you. You know, you're funny, but in an assholeish manner. Yeah, but like a dick, you know, like all the stuff that we would do to each other, the pranks and everything. But like, if Sammy's over there being this lovable character, and it's rubbing off on the entire bloodline, and they've had to like kind of rush this heel nature to the storyline. Like Kyle pointed out, Paul Heyman turning on Sammy overnight, and it just, you know, it's bad. It's bad booking. It's bad storytelling. They just rushed everything along. So like, hey, we gotta get to the Cody Roman stuff.
Right, and I don't think listening to you guys talking about a triple threat, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
For a Rumble match. Because they're going to have it be something that devastates Roman to the point to where there's, you know, everyone knows that he's going to be leaving temporary, you know, I don't know for how long, but he's going to be gone for a while.
Right.
And having it to where he's hit with something like the bloodline, the Usos lose their belts, Roman loses his belts, and they just vanish. All of them just kind of vanish for a while.
I feel like
I think that would be good.
Leave and or not leave, but like you break up the Usos for a little bit. Let them work together. Push the Sami Zayn storyline would work. You know, you could build off of that for a good while. You could push solo now. There's all kinds of things you could do in Roman's absence and moving ahead with this, but it really feels like they're going all in on Cody. And I don't know, you know, it's a crazy thing. Like, who would ever think we would be at this stage a couple years ago? Cody being the face of WWE. You know, that's what we're looking at after WrestleMania. I feel it's almost predictable. So it's like not taking the belts off Roman at Elimination Chamber. At least one of them has left WrestleMania so predictable. It, you know, as a wrestling fan, I don't care about it now. You know, you had this good organic storyline. You didn't go through with it. Now it's predictable again. And I don't care to watch Sammy and Kevin Owens fight the Usos. I don't care about Roman and Cody. And I'm a huge Cody fan. This is going to be like his big moment, his big crowning moment. And I could give two shits about it, to be honest.
Right. Do you think that this might be them unifying the title?
Maybe, but apparently there was talk about if Rock had actually showed up, that they were going to bring in another title to be the new replacement world title for Raw or whatever, and Cody would be given that belt. So I don't know if they're going to unify the belts. A lot of people have speculated that Cody will bring back the Big Eagle belt. I don't know about that either. At this point, it all feels too gimmicked up, you know? Like you know, Cody brought back the white Intercontinental title, the old school Intercontinental title, which was great. I love the old belts. Everybody loves the old belts. But would bringing back the Big Eagle, would that really be anything? I don't know. I don't know if I would do that, like, the Raw after WrestleMania.
Right. Well, if you look at the track record, the belts have to continuously get, you know, shittier and shittier in appearance. So
they do.
They will mend the two belts together, and you'll see it be like, you know, half blue, half black,
rainbow. Swirly,
yes, yeah, rainbow colored belt,
red flame. and I don't know what you would do with the logo. You know, I get that from a company standpoint, you really want to brand that, and so that WWE logo's there. But
that'd be Cody's face. It'd be his neck tattoo.
Oh God, just like the like the Fiend title. That'd be
and the belt would be black and yellow, you know, with polka dots.
Oh, I don't know, man. You know, what do you do after? Like, how can you brand it further? Like, from the spinner and then what we got today. I don't know how you can. I don't want to say improve the belt, because like you know, I don't know how it could get worse.
No,
don't say
I'm
that.
Sure they can find a way to make it work.
As a challenge,
hang tight.
As a challenge, Triple H. I'll give Triple H credit. The North American title I liked. A little bit throwback there. So I don't know who'd be in charge of making the title worse and having to go for it. But Vince is back. You know, Vince is back. He does own the company, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be the Saudi Arabia flag in the center of it, what it's going to be. And then green belt.
All right, let me throw this out there. What if, you know, they've put themselves in this predicament, and then now Vince is back and the company's for sale. What if this is just politics and they just could not strap Sammy because they're going to sell to the South?
Possibility. Yeah. And then you'll see Sammy in AEW.
Well, you wouldn't want him to go defend the WWE title in Saudi Arabia. He'd never get out of the consulate. It's, you know, I mean, we've seen what happens there when the people they like try to come into the country. They don't like try to come into the country. Chop, chop, chop. So, I mean, and what a big get that would be for AEW to have Sami Zayn. I mean, that would be nuts. That'd be absolutely crazy. I just don't know what they do going forward at this point. A tag title match.
They don't either.
For Sami Zayn. Yeah, I mean, really, they don't. You know,
we're going to get Seth Rollins versus Logan
Paul at WrestleMania. You know, honestly, Sami doing that would be on par with anything. Sami versus Seth Rollins would have been a decent WrestleMania match, possible storyline. At least on paper, it would look good. I don't know. I'm totally not into WrestleMania season. And usually, even every year, I despise what WWE's doing because they're just poor at the job now, and they've just branded themselves really well. The circus is in town. Let's go have fun. And people just go because it's a big thing. And and whatnot. Yeah, you got the WWE marks, but talk about
good wrestling and storytelling. There anymore to me, and
I was
well. It's there, but they have a tendency of doing really good, then going shitty afterwards.
All right, a little commercial break there. Let's see if we can get Trucker Kyle or Trucker Sean back on the line. Finish up this Elimination Chamber review, even though Sean keeps calling it Royal Rumble. It's Elimination Chamber. Sean's a little, you know, he's got this little popcorn stuck in his brain. All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, I'm back. I had to stand over, aside, a hurricane was coming through.
Hey!
I think we lost Trucker Kyle, though. I don't know if Trucker Kyle's around.
Yeah, well, we lost you, and then everything, me and Kyle, we talked about you for a bit. You should get that in your recording thing when you go to edit. It was all good. All good. Everything was good. We didn't say anything bad at all. Zero.
Yeah. What could you possibly say bad about me? I mean,
nothing. Anyway, nothing.
I don't know. I'm not excited for WrestleMania season.
I was until Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, I mean, it sucked it all out. And, I mean, the thing was, is I wasn't really expecting Sammy to win. It's just, you know, for me, that's where the storyline should be going. And everything else feels like it's the typical WWE formula. It's just fed in, and it's what to expect.
So let me ask you this.
Okay.
What if Sammy, of course, he didn't win the belt, but what if Sammy was able to get revenge on the Roman?
Have Sammy out, cost him the belt?
I'm saying on the Elimination Chamber. And then it was Jey Uso that prevented Sammy from, Roman gets tangled in the ropes, old school Andre the Giant kind of thing.
Like, and then Sammy conflicted, but choosing Roman, and then we just move forward Sammy and Jey storyline,
right?
And let Roman do his thing. At least it would be better storytelling than what we've gotten right now.
Yes.
Then we're talking about something a little more emotionally challenged. We're still left hanging with Jey, and we're left hanging with Sammy and Kevin, and it's all up in the air, and it just feels like they don't know what they're going to do, and so they're just putting filler out there. So I don't know. I mean, I still feel like Sammy should have left with the belts. And then the next night, they could have split them up or whatever. Even screwed Sammy out of them the next night somehow. There's always ways you can go about it.
But that could have been another route that they could have done, is that they could have had, again, an interference that took place in the match that should have been a disqualification on Sammy. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't a disqualification because the ref didn't happen to see it. And Sammy wins the belt. And the next night on Raw, you have Heyman showing, hey, he didn't lose the belt. This is what happens. And he gets the reversed, and Sammy loses the belt back to Roman.
Yeah, something along those lines.
And then they all
done anything.
Yeah.
But it just felt like that night, they took all the heat out of the match.
Everybody
liked the match itself. It was just the finish. And yeah, I don't know. I think you could have even had Sammy not win the belts, but had a better revenge on Roman. You know, just the Helluva kick in the corner, that didn't really do anything for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this was the old days and Dusty Rhodes was getting revenge, even though he didn't beat Flair for the belt, say the Horseman interfered, you know, Flair would have left bloodied and the Horseman dragged him out of the ring or whatever. You would have walked away with something, or it would continued. But this is like, they're walking away for it to continue, but they're not going to continue Sammy Roman. And it just feels like a cheap out, and they're just hoping everybody just kind of forgets about it.
But that was the thing that I said before to you was, I don't like this PG era that they have. I understand that I don't like blood in every match, and I don't like it on all the TV shows or anything like that. But when it's an important match, it needs to be important. If they would have had Sammy bust Roman open.
Yeah.
I think that would have been enough for the people to have him get Roman get busted open and Sammy be one of the first people in a long time to make Roman bleed.
Yeah.
And then had Roman in a corner. They could have done better. It could have been better. There's so many options they could have done, and it could have been done better. And they could have done it just in the match and not had any of that stuff that happened at the end.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They could have been better. They could have had Roman grab a chair, get ready to go in, and beat the piss out of Sammy, and then Jay comes in there and just yanks the chair out of Roman's hand. And then that would have been enough right there for Roman to be pissed off at Jay and Jay to make a point. And then Jay said, you know, beat him fair, whatever. You know, or that would have been.
You want to continue things along. Like, you could have just had, like you said, like Roman be busted open. And then the Usos come out and just pull Roman out of the ring and everybody usher him to the back. And yeah, it's the cowardly heel move. But at least it leaves Sammy
left. And get counted out. Yeah. That would have been fantastic, Roman getting counted out, you know.
Yeah.
And then because everyone would have still cheered, Sammy won. You know, even though it was a count out. Mm-hmm. But Sammy won. Roman was busted up. He got his revenge. Now Roman's pissed off about that. He would be pissed off at Jay because Jay took a chair away from him. And then, you know, ended up Sammy used the chair on Roman and busted him in the head or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So they could have done better. And it was a big letdown, and you could feel it when I was watching it. You could feel the crowd just deflate.
And I think one of the big issues here was, like we always talk about, like if you want to be loved or hated. I feel like it's the same way. You want the crowd to respond in that manner. Say at this point, the crowd they didn't boo. You know, they weren't cheering, but they definitely wasn't like a big heel boo at the end for Roman.
Right.
It was just kind of apathy. You know, they were deflated and they just were like, oh. And that's not what
it happened, though. But it happened after it kind of started there at the end of the match. It kind of started with, you know, deflate. And then everybody popped when Kevin Owens showed up. But, of course, they're going to pop. It's Canada. It's Kevin Owens. They're going to pop no matter what. And then once he got involved, it was gone. It was just like, the energy just got sucked out. And then the Paul Heyman stick, it would have been better if Paul Heyman would have came in there and hit him with a low blow. Would have been way better. And then him running over there, beating on him, and then take that bump, which I did laugh at. When he got hit with the stunner, I did laugh at that. Cause he should not be taking bumps. He looked like a little turtle when you put a turtle upside down on their shell and they're trying to get themselves flipped back over.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know what Like, I mean, we could go in and they hired us. We could go in and we could fix this shit. But the problem is the machine that WWE is. And, right. You know, it's just how do you fix the machine? And honestly, like, I look forward to the company being sold at this stage so that we at least get somebody in there, hopefully, that has a new direction and that can be more hands-on, have a vision for what they want to do than just the machine doing the same thing over and over again. Because obviously, well, even though Triple H is in there hiring a bazillion people, it's not changing a lot of things. You know, it's not changing the machine to a degree where we're getting something different at the end of the day. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll do something toward WrestleMania that will get people back interested in things like right. the Bloodline has for the last couple months. I don't see it happening, though, is kind of the thing. So, I don't know. I feel like they've shot themselves in the foot here, getting the whole Bloodline storyline under wraps now. I think they did the wrong thing.
Speaking of the wrong thing,
and you got about 2 minutes left here.
Speaking of the wrong thing, I mean, you're talking about this leading up to WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I have to bring it up, Sam.
Oh God,
I got to. Okay.
All right. Quickly.
Brock and Lashley, they were supposed to have a match. They had their match. They were supposed to be whoever won the match was on Bray's list of destroying their career. Okay. So, with Brock Lesnar getting disqualified, does that mean Bray is going to go after Lashley, or are they going to consider this, you know, that was a draw kind of issue, and it's going to be a triple threat going into WrestleMania?
Oh, God.
And watch, yeah, and watch Bray Wyatt destroying two careers at one time.
I hope it's a triple threat, and I hope it's a Bray Wyatt funhouse match.
It's going to be the
for like 2 minutes, and there's like the big big hologram on the mat.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch match is what it's going to be.
And a Cinnamon Toast Crunch match. That might be good. yeah, that's some awful stuff. We're going to leave it on that. WrestleMania brought to you by Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Eat your kids, eat them up, kids. It's Cheerios, we're here. All right.
See ya.
That's gonna do it for us today. We're gonna leave it on that note.
See you guys later. Take care.
Brought to you by Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Do it as Bobby Lashley.
I don't think I can talk that bad.
It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's what it's gonna be.
Shut up,
see you later, bye.
Shut up, Bob.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 3,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 100 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at Powerslam.tv.